Hello.
Hi, there.
This is.
Hey, it's Melissa.
Oh, hi, Melissa. It's here. Good. I thought, well.
Yeah, I was kind of confused by your message.
I figured you would be, but what it is, told me this. He's here right now, and he's willing to talk to you.
Okay.
Got a 357 Magnum, and he was going to kill Jed with it.
Jed.
But he is on bail. This is the catch.
Mm-hmm.
He's on bail for something, and he's facing 25 years to life, and he bought it, and he says he's going to take a cop out with it, too.
Who is
From all I can tell, a drug addict, scrawny little kid knows more about it. You better off talking to
okay.
Do you mind talking to Sergeant Smith? No, it's about that gun. But that's why Jed felt he needed a gun, but where that play came in and everybody threw him out, nobody'd help him with that all along. But I don't know if you've arrested her, but I was waiting. I guess the next time you will.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
But here, it's coming in. I'll move the phone.
Okay. Thank
you. You're welcome. Here. Yeah, I'm not making myself sure about Jenny.
How's Jed doing?
Well, they don't know if it caused the damage in the sciatic nerve because he won't cooperate.
Yeah.
And I tell you, Melissa, they won't no nerve damage for, and then he'll want it, and then they won't be willing to give it to him. This is the way it goes.
Yeah.
But he's still coming down, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
But
okay, thanks.
Hello? Hi there.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty good. So I know who I'm talking to. I'm who? Okay. So we talked to you, or some detectives talked to you the other night.
Yeah, somebody woke me up. Didn't wake me up. I was awake, but
okay.
They came to my door.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you tell me what, I got a message from, I was a little confused by it, so.
Well, I was just letting her know what was going on. I've been in contact with, you know, I'm kind of like his dad for the last 10 years,
mm-hmm.
and I just live a couple houses up, and he's called me up about a week ago.
Who's he?
Jed.
Okay.
And wanted me to pick him up. Since he was on dope, I've been kind of making him and my son stay away.
Okay.
And he called me about a week ago and asked me to come down to the Holiday Inn and pick him up. And so I went down to the Holiday Inn and I picked him up, and he was all scared, and he had said that he had just gotten out of jail, and this guy, he was at this guy's house, and I guess he's the one who went jail, Jed's bail to get him out, and he was over there, and I guess that guy had told us, I don't know if...
Do me a favor, because you might know, like, the guy, and can you just put some names to it just so I can follow you?
Okay.
If you know him.
Yeah, okay. This is the one who bailed Jed out of jail.
Okay, so how much did he... Okay, he bailed him out?
Yeah, okay. I'm not sure how much the bail was, but I know the bail bonds, but I'm friends with the bail bondsman.
Okay.
And, so, anyway, I went down to the Holiday Inn, and I picked Jed up, and he said that, he was having some problems with this kid,
mm-hmm.
and I know his uncle,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. so I don't know if his last name is or not. It's his sister's, kid.
Okay.
So his
sister's kid.
Yeah. So his last name might not be Miller.
Yeah.
You know, it might be something else, or he could be going Miller.
Okay.
But Jed had said that told Jimmy that Jed was waiting outside of the house with him with a knife and was going to stab him when he came out. And Jed told me, he goes, that's a lie. And he knew that I was friends with his uncle. So Jed goes, could you call him up for me and straighten this out before it got carried any further, because he was a Jimmy was going to kill him.
And Jimmy's uncle, Tommy, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so I told Jed, I says, he was, I said, well, I'll call, I said, shine it on, he goes, well, I want to get a gun, because he goes, that kid's going to come after me with a gun. I says, well, I got a gun, but it's registered to me, and I can't let you have it. And I said, the last thing you need is a gun. And he goes, but this kid's going to kill me. And I said, well, let me talk to his uncle, and I'll straighten it out. And I said, before you do anything, just stay away from them people. Mm-hmm. And so I called his uncle up. And
when was that?
About 4 days ago. And I called him up, and I talked to him, and I'd asked him, I said, man, I need to talk to you about your nephew. Something's going on, and I think somebody's going to get hurt over this.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, all right, he goes, I'll stop by this evening and talk to you about it. Well, he never stopped by. And so I told Jed, I said, well, I talked to him, and he said he was going to stop by, but he never stopped by. And Jed goes, well, then I got to get a gun, because he let me listen to a telephone conversation that Jimmy had called and left him on his cell phone.
Whose cell phone?
Jed's.
Okay, Jed has a cell phone?
Yeah, Jed has a cell phone, and Jimmy had called up and left a message on his cell phone telling him how he was going to kill him, and he chose his weapon, and how Jed better look out, threatening his life.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounded pretty serious to me.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was Jed, I would arm myself, you know, mm-hmm. or reported that guy. I mean, I myself would have called the cops on the guy, but, you know, mm-hmm. if I thought somebody was coming after me with a gun, I would definitely arm myself. But so Jed had, you know, pretty good reasons to be worried about Jimmy kid, you know, of killing him, because I hear he's a pretty bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
And
you don't know his last name?
I'm not sure if he goes or if he goes by something else.
Could you find out?
I can find out today.
Okay.
And so yesterday, Tommy heard about the shooting, and he calls me up.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, man, I said, why didn't you call me up before? Maybe, you know, we could have put mm-hmm. a stop to this, and Jed wouldn't have had to carry a gun around. And, you know, he goes, I said, maybe you could have had a talk with your nephew and had something done with it. And he goes, no. He goes, my nephew's got it into his head. He wanted to kill Jed, and he wants to take a cop out on his way.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, why don't you just, you know, beat him up and take the gun off of him and turn him into the cops.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, he's just out of control. He's on that dope, and he's afraid he'll shoot him.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, I go, well, I guess there's no talking to him about that then, you know. So he goes right now, Tom, he's walking around right now with a .357, and he's looking to go take a cop out with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if that's the case, the kid needs to be arrested and picked up.
Well, yeah, we need to know his name.
Yeah, well, I'll find his I'll find his name out today, his last name. As a matter of fact, I'll go home when I leave here, and I'll call, get Tommy's number, and I'll call him up and find out what his last name is.
Okay, so specifically, what was the message on Jed's phone?
He goes, you chose your weapon, now I've chose mine, and he goes, you're a dead motherfucker. And, it sounded to me like it was, you know, he was coming after him to kill him.
Hmm.
And I know Jed was really scared. And that's the first time I've ever saw Jed that scared. And for him to call me up to come and get him, knowing that, you know, after I run him off, you know, I knew he was scared.
Okay. Did you tell the detectives this when you talked to them?
No, I didn't.
Why is that?
Well, they just asked me a couple questions. Did I, you know, first thing, when they came to my door, they go, there was an officer involved shooting down the street. And did I hear anything or know anything? And I go, it was involving Jed, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And the cop looked at me and he goes, this guy's got information.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote down my name, and that was it. He goes, somebody will be out to talk to you.
And nobody ever talked to
me. Nobody's ever came to talk to me. Yeah, no.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay. And so the day of the shooting, the bail bond, Jed's out on bail. Well, the bail bondsman called me up. He's a friend of mine, Paul Sherman. And he comes to my house, and he wanted to reject Jed's bail because Jed hasn't paid him for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he asked me to come down here and, you know, get Jed because Jed was ignoring his phone calls and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, all right, I don't mind taking you down here. I said, but, you know, have a talk with him, and maybe you can come to some kind of an agreement, you know, and see what happens. So we come down here, and there was Jed here with some other guy, bald-headed guy, and a girl, that girl that was with him the night of the shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Or it was the same day. And I go, Jed, I go, you know, you talk to Al here because, you know, he can take you back to jail. He's your bail bondsman, mm-hmm. and you ain't made no payments to him. And Jed goes, I just ain't got no money.
Mm-hmm.
And him and this girl was so messed up on dope that they could hardly stand up.
Okay.
So Al goes, we started to walk away. Told Al, I says, you should have just, you know, snatched him up and took him to jail as messed up as he was. And Al goes, I'll give him till tomorrow to get a hold of me.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after that is, I guess, when everything started happening. But Jed was hollering at that girl. It broke into his mom's house and stole some things from his grandmother's house.
That was that day?
Yeah, same day. And that night even, they were out fighting in my front yard. They were arguing, mm-hmm. all of them down the street. And it went on till about midnight. Finally, I just closed the door.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'm, you know, Jed was really high. And so wasn't much talking to him, really.
Sure.
You know. But that, you know, that kid that was threatening his life was, you know, Jed was really scared of him. And like I said, that kid still to this day, you know, his uncle told me last night that he's not going out unless he takes a cop with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's walking around with a .357 right now, and he goes, he's out of control. He can't do nothing with.
Okay, Tom, what's your home number?
47.
And your date of birth, I'm sorry.
57.
Can you do me a favor?
Huh?
Can you call right now and get that guy's name for me? And call me right back.
Down here at Gail's house right now. I'll walk up to the house and I'll give them a call.
Okay, let me give you my number and I'll be waiting for your call.
Thank you. Okay.
Yes. I really need to know this guy's name.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you that name. And also where, you know, Jed was, you know, him and my son, my oldest son, was getting their dope from the same place.
Where's that?
It's in Montalvo. And you know what, Dressler, he's a friend, and I talked with him, and I told him about, you know, this guy out there dealing dope and stuff, mm-hmm. and somebody really needs to do something about this guy.
What's his name?
Drug dealer out there. And Jackie.
And Jackie?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I can tell you where they live, and, you know, the house is full of stolen stuff, and the guy's got safes full of dope, and, mm-hmm. you know, my son kind of run it all down to me now that he's locked up in prison.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. my youngest son, that was friends with Jed, he committed suicide not long ago.
Mm.
So, you know.
Yeah, if you can give me the address.
Yeah, I can get that address for you.
What street is he on?
It's on, you know, Montalvo, there's a three-way stop sign. Bristol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He lives right there at that yellow house on the corner.
Yellow house at the corner?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what? He's the one, he's a major supplier of these kids for dope.
Okay.
You know, and I've told a couple of police officers, I don't know why they haven't went out there and gotten that guy yet, but...
Okay.
You know, he's the one who was giving Jed all the drugs to sell and giving my son all the drugs to sell so that, you know, they could make money for themselves, which they weren't making money. They were just making dope for themselves.
Yeah.
You know. But these type of people, you know, I'd be more than interested in getting them off the street.
Yes, we would too. Yeah, any information you can get, but I'm really concerned with this guy that you said has the gun and plans to use it, or, you know, has thoughts of using it. So if you could do me a favor, call me Butler, out what Jimmy's last name is, I'd appreciate it.
I'll find out.
Thank you.
I'll call you back. And your name is?
Melissa Smith.
Melissa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll find out.
All right.
Let you know.
Okay. Bye-bye. Terminated phone call at 11:50 a.m. And ended up talking to Smith, who is a neighbor.